This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has hailed developments in the race for a vaccine for the resurgent coronavirus in his first public remarks since his defeat by President-elect Joe Biden. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
No vaccine has formally been approved, but the president called work on its development the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population.
The president has not conceded the election. As he was leaving, a reporter tried to ask him about it. The subject briefly came up.
Whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
President-elect Biden has not endorsed a nationwide shutdown. Public health experts worry the president's refusal to coordinate with the Biden team could only worsen the effects of the virus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The governors of Oregon and New Mexico have ordered near lockdowns in the most sweeping reaction to the latest wave of coronavirus infections shattering records across the United States. Many of their colleagues in other states show little appetite for reimposing hardline restrictions of last spring. Governors in many states, such as New York, Maryland, Virginia, and Minnesota, have instead taken largely incremental measures over the past few days, such as restricting the size of gatherings, making businesses close early, restricting capacity, or cutting off alcohol sales early in the evening. Tropical storm Iota has formed in the Caribbean and is expected to strengthen into a major hurricane as it approaches Central America. The U.S. National Hurricane Center on Friday said Iota could bring dangerous wind, storm surge, and rainfall to Nicaragua and Honduras by Sunday night. Iota is the 30th named storm of this year's record-breaking Atlantic